There are multiple types of polycystic kidney disease, and there are differences in the genetic transmission, or how an individual passes an abnormal gene from one generation to the next. The most common form of polycystic kidney disease is autosomal dominant, or ADPKD, but there are recessive forms of polycystic kidney disease also, instead of dominant, recessive. Can you describe those to us as well, please?
So, autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, if a person has the mutation, then they will manifest with the disease. Whereas autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease is very different. So, you actually need to have two copies of a gene. So, you have to have a mom and a dad who are both carriers of these genetic mutations. So they're not affected with this disease, but if they happen to pass on the mutated form of this gene to their offspring and that offspring gets both copies, then they will have the disease. And that is a very different disease from ADPKD. Autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease is one that we see predominantly in childhood.
Which is more common, autosomal dominant or the recessive variant?
Autosomal dominant is by far more common.
It's just a more common disease. ADPKD is more common than autosomal recessive PKD by a lot.
By a lot, and that's really because of the way it's transmitted.
Two genes rather than just one.
Correct.
Or two abnormal genes rather than one abnormal gene. It's easier to
Right.
transfer one abnormal gene than require both a mom and a dad to pass along an abnormal gene.
That is right.